Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. And with me today, Kelly Gumont. How's it going, Kelly?
It's going well, Jeff. How about you?
I'm doing all right. And John Martellaro, how are you?
I am doing equally well. Nice to be here.
Sweet. So we're doing great all the way around. I love that. Also, another thing that I love is that Simple Contacts is our sponsor this week. And I think that's pretty awesome because most people I know have eyeballs and they want to be able to see better with them, and Simple Contacts can help. So we'll talk about them in a little bit. I want to start off, though, with Black Dot. And yeah, so for those of you that don't know what Black Dot is, this is a problem that you can create with Unicode characters. And it first cropped up on Android, and people were sending each other messages in WhatsApp, and so it would crash WhatsApp. And it got the name because what people would do is send this text message or WhatsApp message that had a big black circle emoji in it. And the emoji actually has nothing to do with the actual problem. It's just the visual part that people would see. And so it got the name Black Dot. And it turns out that this is a problem on iOS as well. So what happens is you send someone these two specially crafted messages back to back in the Messages app, and they have these crazy long strings of invisible Unicode characters. So we're talking like over 1,000 characters in the message. And what happens is your iPhone's processor basically gets its feet kicked out from under it, and it just chokes and ends up killing messages. So the Messages app locks up and stays locked up. It doesn't matter if you force quit the application. It doesn't matter if you restart your iPhone. Messages app is still locked up. There's an easy way to recover from this, and we'll get to that before we wrap up. But I want to just get this out there and chat with you guys about it a little bit and see what you think.
You know, every time I see a fix to one of the CVEs, I see something like this problem was fixed by an improved airbounds checking, memory overruns, array overruns, leading to stepping on unauthorized parts of memory and executing code. Why hasn't Apple done this kind of airbounds checking with messages already?
You know, that's my question. It wouldn't surprise me if they have. But the problem that we have right now is that Unicode makes things so much more complex, and we're dealing with coding for multiple languages. And that's where a lot of these problems come in. So I'm wondering if in this case, like in some of the other cases, the real problem is that what Apple needs is a better system for processing code. Well, no, for developing code with multi-language support. And you remember it was some Indian dialect where you'd send a couple specific characters and it would cause a crash. It's the same sort of thing, I think. But in this case, it's just so much data being dumped into the Messages app all at once that the system just can't handle it.
Well, you know, Phil Schiller talked about how the photo app does 500 billion operations to process a photo because it has this awesome A10 chip in there, and now we have an A11, and it can't handle 1,000 characters. What's happening? Oh, please.
It's not just 1,000 characters. It's the specific 1,000 characters. And it's over 1,000, but it doesn't matter. We'll call it 1,000 characters. It's the specific 1,000 Unicode characters.
I know, but I have we have a supercomputer in our hands. It's 100 times faster than the original Cray or something like that. And, yeah, that's the first part that I have a heartburn about. And the second part is, why not, at this point with iOS 11, why haven't we long instituted boundaries and say, you know, we're going to say, this is what you can do with the Messages app, and this is things you can't do with the Messages app, and we're going to place boundaries and controls on this.
Here's the thing.
Luck approach to programming, I think.
Like, I sort of, the thing that I'm confused about with this, and it's just because I don't know, and honestly haven't bothered to investigate, and that is, I thought the point of Unicode was everything could support it as long as it had Unicode support. So, A, I thought Unicode was a finite set of characters. I mean, yes, a lot, but I thought it was a finite
like
set.
80,000 or something.
Right, but it's a well-defined set. I was under that impression.
Yeah.
And also, the point of it is compatibility. And so it's interesting to me that we keep seeing these Unicode things. Like, this is not the first time it's been, oh, weird Unicode stuff will bugger up your phone. Like, this is not the first time that's happened. And not even the second time this has happened. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing that I sort of don't get in this, is that, like, we have support for taco emojis and still no bacon. And yet, like, Unicode is a thing that isn't working properly, you know, and Google announced yesterday that they fixed the cheeseburger so that the cheese is in the right order on the, you know, in the image, you know, like, why is that a thing that's getting fixed? But this other stuff, right?
Yeah.
But this is still a thing that continues to plague us. And that's the part to me. And I'm not trying to criticize it. I'm trying to understand. Like, I'm not able to put the pieces together with the information that I have, which is the point of Unicode is so that stuff looks the same everywhere that you use it. And yet that's the thing that's broken.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem here is that we have Unicode, which gives us, so Unicode isn't so much about compatibility. It's about having a way to address the fact that there are so many languages and so many characters that there needs to be a system for managing all of that and making it so that any app can use them as long as it has Unicode support. So in one sense, it's like this great equalizer, because it creates a way for us to have incredibly complex character sets. And at the same time, it opens up a lot more complexity across all platforms, because now you have these incredibly complex character sets that everything can easily access. So I think it's like a double-edged sword, in that we have all of these amazing characters and ligatures and flourishes and all this awesome stuff to make our type look stunning, and at the same time we're trying to cram this into text messaging apps, and I think it's just an incredibly complex situation, and regardless of that, it makes Apple look bad, because now you can send the black dot message to someone and crash messages.
I think there's a excessive amount of enthusiasm for cool stuff, because messaging is so vital to the iPhone audience, the customer base.
And yeah, well, Apple said it's the most popular app on the iPhone.
Yeah, and the enthusiasm to do things like animated emojis and other cool things leads to a lack of perspective, perhaps, on clamping down on things to avoid this kind of problem. Just my guess.
Could be. But, you know, I have a feeling that a lot of these problems are problems that can't be sorted out until someone is like, oh, holy crap, we see the problem. Let's work it backwards and figure out why it happens. And then they do it. And now we have five other problems that go away that we never knew about, because no one had figured out the 1,000 invisible Unicode characters that they could send to my iPhone to crash messages.
Yeah, but as long as you don't place restrictions on the system and go after it with a sort of a constrained viewpoint and a security angle, you're going to continue to have things that are going to crop up and seep through the cracks because you didn't take that perspective in the first place. And so you're going to have an endless game of whack-a-mole.
You know, my guess is that it will always be an endless game of whack-a-mole.
It was always going to be sure. I mean, 1,000 Unicode characters in a row is not something people normally do. So in life, this isn't a thing that you have to worry about happening for the most part. Because it simply doesn't occur.
Well, no, that's my point, Kelly. The opposite of that is what's true, is that you have to go after your coding with a perspective of what could somebody do, given that these all these capabilities that we folded into the app, what restrictions do we need to clamp down on in order to prevent scenarios? You should probably have internal hackers constantly trying to break the code and telling the project manager, no, you can't be that lenient. Look what I've been able to do. You need to place restrictions on this app.
Well, we also have a situation here where, you know, a couple of times what has happened has been iOS specific, and this is not. So that's right, another thing we need to sort of. Yeah, this is not a new problem. And again, you know, this is one of those times, like, when it comes to security and bugs and things like this, like, I understand that Apple is who they are and that they got to be who they are because they have some of this culture of, like, we're not going to tell you until we tell you and not a minute sooner, right? And this is one of those times when there needs to be a bunch of transparency around it. Like, we had no idea this even existed on iOS until it showed up on Android. We're already in testing for a fix. The next beta is going to have a resolution for it. We're going to try. You know, like, I feel like sometimes they need to be more upfront about some of that stuff, because right now, all we know is that this is a thing that's happening. And if you are a person who only really gets the headlines of Apple stuff, you know, because you only get it when it creeps out of the Apple news cycle, you know, so lots of people who follow financial news are hearing a lot about Warren Buffett and Apple this week and not necessarily hearing any of the context around it. And this is the same sort of thing. Like, all I know is that if somebody texts me, it could be bad for my phone. And I don't know how long this has been going on. I don't know why my phone is doing it and not Android, because, you know, some stories probably aren't talking about the fact that this started on Android. And on and on and on. And so there's then a lot of, like, concern out there that is probably unwarranted, that's, you know, got a lot of people freaking out and spending a lot of extra cycles on stuff that they don't need to. And particularly in cases like this, Apple needs to be more upfront about it, you know, and I'm a little disappointed that we're not getting more from them on this, because we generally don't, until it's like, you need to install this update to fix this thing. And never anything about, like, a fix is coming, you know, for this thing that we know is bad or anything like that. Just, it's out. We go from zero to, here's the update, go apply it.
Yeah, well, and it seems likely that we're going to have a fix for this in the next iOS 11.4 developer beta. So from what I've heard and what people are saying, Apple, they found out about this about the same time that everyone else did for iOS, and was like, all right, so we're 24 hours, 48 hours into this. We're working on a patch. But they're not making a big thing out of it, which, on one hand, come on, that's frustrating. Do the transparency thing. But on the other hand, this isn't malware. There's nothing that's getting injected into your iPhone because of this. It's just this annoying thing where messages crashes. I promised that I would tell everyone how you can fix it. But first, I want to talk about our sponsor. And our sponsor is Simple Contacts. And Simple Contacts is this really great company that has come up with a wonderfully convenient and an affordable way to get the contact lenses that you need without having to spend a lot of time or a lot of money. So what they have is this self-guided vision test that you can do, and it takes about 5 minutes. And it's awesome because if you have your prescription and it's expired, then you can do this little self-guided test thing, and then they have their licensed ophthalmologist review the results And they can say, all right, based on this test, the prescription that you already had, it's still a good prescription. So we will renew the prescription for you, and now you can get contact lenses. And so that was like 5 minutes of your time, and it only cost $20 to do the test. So a lot cheaper than spending like $200, $250 to go to your eye doctor and get the whole exam just to find out what you already know, which is the prescription you have is just fine. Then you can pick the contacts that you want. They have tons of brands. So odds are whatever the contacts are that you love, you're going to be able to get from them. And they're going to cost you less, and you're not going to pay shipping. It's easy, it's fast, and it's just a killer way to get the contacts that you need. Now, this doesn't replace having a proper eye exam from your eye doctor, but it's a great way if you have a prescription that's recently-ish expired to get that extended so that you can get your contact lenses. But you should still go to your eye doctor every now and then, because there's a lot more that they're doing besides just making sure that your prescription is current. So here's what you guys can do. You can head over to their website, which is simplecontacts.com/TDO. And when you do that, you're going to get $30 off your first order. So you have this service that's already pretty inexpensive, and you get to save an extra $30. That's simplecontacts.com/TDO. Get $30 off your first order. If you get there and realize, oh crap, I forgot the URL. What do I do? That's okay. When you get to checkout, you can use the discount code TDO, and you'll still get your $30 off your first order. So thank you, Simple Contacts, for being our sponsor. Okay. So I said that we would tell everyone how to fix this problem with Black Dot. Here's what you do. When someone sends you the messages, and it's actually a set of two
messages. You hit them with a bat.
Yes. And it'll be a surprise, because you can't message them back to let them know, because messages
are right. So sneak attack with a bat.
Sneak attack with a bat. All right. So once you've gotten over that initial phase, here's what you can do.
See Kelly's idea about the bat. Yes.
See Kelly's idea about the bat. There's some really great deals on bats on Amazon.com, just saying. Okay. So what you can do if you have a 3D Touch iPhone, you need to force quit the app. So you go to the app switcher thing where, you know, you swipe up from the bottom of the screen. And then you swipe up on the app to quit the app. Do that, and now if you have 3D Touch, you do the hard touch on the messages icon to bring up the little pop-up menu where you can tap new message. Do that, so you get a new blank message ready to start typing in. Tap cancel. And now you're looking at the list of all your conversations. Do the right to left swipe on the Black Dot conversation that you have to delete it. And now you fix the problem. Now, if you don't have an iPhone with Force Touch, 3D Touch, geez, Apple, name them the same, please. 3D Touch.
Right.
What you can do is start off the same where you quit the app. And now have Siri send messages for you. So what you want to do is say, hey, S lady, send a message to, and then whatever that conversation is. And it's like if Kelly had sent it to me, I could say, hey, S lady, message Kelly. Wow, Kelly, that was a really crappy move that you did there. I hope that that you have your baseball bat ready to go, because I just ordered mine off Amazon, and I have a drone delivering it today. Oh, I heard a thud. It's here now. I'm on my way over. Bye-bye. Okay, so now I've sent this bye-bye. I never do that. Bye-bye. Anyhow.
Well, you do when you're mad about a thing, apparently.
That's flight attendant mode.
That's totally flight attendant mode, yeah. So now you have this long message in that conversation, which means that Messages isn't going to see the Black Dot thing and try and render it immediately. So now what you can do is go into the Messages app and look at your conversations list again and do the swipe from right to left to delete that conversation. And now you're back in business. And Messages will work just as it should once that black dot conversation is gone. And there you go. That's how you fix it. So I just looked at the time. We're out of time. We have to wrap up. Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you for having me too.
And thank you to Simple Contacts for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, simplecontacts.com/TDO. Get $30 off your first contacts order. And don't forget, you can also use the discount code TDO if you didn't use the special link. So thank you, Simple Contacts, for being our sponsor. Listeners, thank you for being here. It's always great to have you along for the ride. So thanks for listening. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.
Later, Kelly.